Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bird Show.
All right, Sunday is Mother's Day. And
what?
Yes,
I
know.
Stopped right up on you.
It does every year.
Every year. That same Sunday every year. And Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show has a bit called hashtags. And in honor of Mother's Day, they do hashtag mom quotes. All right. Sometimes these are sick burns of their kids. Other times they're like bless your heart moments for moms where they think one thing means something other and they use a phrase wrong. Regardless, they are hilarious. So we've put a montage together of some of the best hashtag mom quotes from The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
This one's from Matt. Don't laugh at me. Ooh. Your brother was like the first pancake. A little overcooked, but still okay.
That's pretty funny.
This one's from Keisha Journey. She says, my mom used to yell, don't forget your ball sack after softball practice. This one's from Matt. K.A. Kadziolka. She says, my mom excitedly said her new sweatshirt was bisexual. I said, do you mean unisex? She said, whatever. This one's from Sassy Starfish, 13. She says, when I was 10, my mom yelled at me for being sassy. I threatened to call child services. Her response was, you better tell them to hurry up because you're going to be dead by the time they get here.
Oh, damn.
From @PageRocks97, she says, mom told me to walk home after a party. I said, what if I get kidnapped? And she said, trust me, they'll bring you back. This one's from @BrennanHancock. He says, my mom told me she and the lady across the street were friends with benefits.
Boom!
I asked her what that meant. She said, you know, we get each other's mail when they're out of town and stuff like that. This one's from @ClaptonKeys. She said, when I showed my mom a picture of my college crush, she said, yeah, that's not going to happen. This one's from @BethRob325. She says, my mom calls Disneyland the Big D.
Oh, no.
This one is from @FanPyrie. She says, when I passed my classes, mom responded with WTF. She thought that meant, well, that's fantastic. This one's from @MarissaRosie22. She said, I told my mom she was invading my personal space. She said, you came out of my personal space.
All solid.
All solid.
Very solid.
Hashtag mom quotes for you.
Man, I got to bring you guys in on this. I have been ruminating and so stressed out about a conversation that I was supposed to have with Hollis weeks ago, and I've been putting it off and putting it off and putting it off and finally had it with him. And by the end of the conversation, I was completely, I don't know why I got a thing about crying in front of my kids, but I was this close to crying in front of them, and I had to excuse myself from the room over nothing. So how do I even explain this? So I'm divorced from his mom, so we split time with each other. And to be totally and completely honest with you, I've always felt, and I said this to him during our conversation, that when Hollis is over at his mom's house, that's his home. And when he's over with me, that's the place he stays. Just that her place is more homey, to be honest with you. My house kind of looks like a W, the inside of a W hotel. It's just not very intimate. It's not that the emotions aren't the same.
Yeah.
It's just, I think the difference between being at mom's house and being at dad's house, maybe in our case, is just different. It just feels more like, I walked into her house a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, oh, so this is what family's supposed to feel like. And at my house, it's just a little bit on the more sterile side. He doesn't have as many clothes at my house as he does at her house. And I feel like that's his home and my place is where he stays, right? So I had been really stressed out because he's about to be 18 years old. We're going to rip up that divorce agreement. He's going to be an adult. So he is not responsible. He doesn't have to be at my house a certain amount of time, and he doesn't have to be at his mom's house a certain amount of time. That's all going away.
It's his choice now.
It's his choice now. If I'm him, I'm picking his mom's house. He's got nice comfy couches. She feeds him better than I do. So I sat him down the other day, and I said to him that exact thing, like, hey, you're about to be 18 years old. There is no more agreement on where you want to go, man. You can go wherever you want to go. So what does this look like to you? And I mentioned that I think that his mom's house is more of a home and mine's the place that he goes to. I mean, it's not like he doesn't enjoy going there.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if I'm explaining this right. It's just not as intimate.
I feel like it's more in your head, though, because he's got his whole basement down there. And I think he enjoys being at your house. I know he enjoys being at your house.
Yeah, he's in solitary confinement down there. He's away from me. All good. It's just a different feel, man. And I don't think there's anything different in the relationships, but yes, I might have been in my head. So I sit him down and I'm like, so what's going to be your game plan, man? And my biggest fear was that it was going to be something really open-ended. Like, well, I'll probably crash at mom's house most of the time. And then I'll see you and I will figure out exactly when we're going to hang out. And you know how that goes with teens. It's just like, I felt like that was going to be like, I'm never going to see my kid again. So before I even completely finished the conversation, he stops me and he says, Dad, I thought about this months and months and months ago. In fact, mom hit me with the same question. She thought that I might be over here more. So he's like, stop. I am going to do 1 week here and I'm going to do 1 week at mom's and we're going to do the same situation that we've had. And he said, then I start welling up. I'm starting to do it now. Mm. I'm getting all tight in the chest because I really felt like he was going to be with his mom way more and I wasn't going to see him. And he's like, I don't even understand why kids would make that decision. I mean, I've got two parents that absolutely love me that I get along with great. So I'm going to do a week here and then a week there. And there'll be a little bit of flexibility when he's got stuff coming up. I was so relieved, you guys. And the way he presented it to me, Amanda said it. And this is one of the pluses and negatives about dating somebody that minored in psychology. She said, why do you always assume people aren't going to choose you? And I'm like, oh, now I got to think about that. So at the end of the day, I do have some work to do there with my therapist, but he chose both of us and he's going to college in August and it'll be equal time the same way now as it has been since we got divorced.
I love that for you guys.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
But and then I started just holding back the tears. I'm like, you leave.
Go to your mother's right now.
The Burt Show. Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.